from KQED.
Gang culture and high unemployment are often features of poor neighborhoods in Los Angeles. That can mean bleak prospects for kids coming up through the local high schools. Vocational training can make all the difference. Colin Berry profiles one partnership that brings kids into the kitchen of one of LA's finest restaurants.
It's late afternoon at Patina Restaurant in downtown LA, where the kitchen crew is setting up for a busy night. Working among the professional line cooks and station chefs, Patricia Ochoa is peeling peas for one of Patina's signature dishes.
Mosaic is made with 15 different vegetables, and they all have to be different. The colors cannot touch, so they all have to be colorful and as pretty as possible.
Ochoa is a high school student completing a three-month internship here. One of only two interns at Patina, Ochoa arrived with some kitchen experience, but not much.
It is a lot different. This right here is more stricter, and there's more... You're working a little bit more under pressure, and everything has to be perfect. They're paying a lot of money for a plate.
With its 4-star rating and Michelin star, Patina is among LA's best restaurants. Ochoa's boss, Chef Tony, Executive Chef Tony Enoe, says he's been happy with the job she's been doing.
She was a bit shy in the beginning because it's pretty, how you can say, it's very intimidating to go to in a kitchen because it's a bit of discipline. But now she's very comfortable and understands the whole concept.
Ochoa's path to Patina started here at the Santee Education Complex in South Central Los Angeles. A specialized high school in one of LA's most violent neighborhoods, Santee offers what it calls a linked learning program, in which about 20 students per year receive preparation, training, and placement in good temporary jobs, from hospitals and restaurants to design studios and elementary schools. Santee's college and career coordinator, Young Choi, says that in a community where opportunity can be scarce, Santee's program offers valuable, transferable skills.
These students prepare themselves with resumes and cover letters. I teach them and prepare them to dress and look a certain way to be professional. And a lot of times they may be confused about, well, okay, I thought shiny red high-heel shoes were nice things to wear, but they learn through the training that it's not.
Ochoa received kitchen training at a place called Home, a nonprofit safe haven for teens just a few blocks away. Then it was off to Patina. Choi says employers are required to treat trainees as prospective employees and not cheap labor.
They have to understand it's not just something where the students come in and they do a mundane job every day and you park them in the corner and they file papers. The adults understand the value and their responsibility to actively mentor, to actively supervise, and to actively guide.
Over at a place called Home, Program Director Tarabu Betsarai Kirkland says that for these young workers, strong job skills in general are more important than committing to a particular career.
Just knowing that they are in a training mode that provides them with a skills set that they can be competitive in the world is an awesome gift to them, and it's an awesome responsibility for us in preparing them.
Back at Patina, this flexibility isn't lost on the young apprentice. Before the first orders roll in, Ochoa explains that after her 3 months here are up, she's planning to become a paramedic.
So I'm going to go to a fire academy. And this helps a lot because at the fire station you cook. And if you're like a really good cook at the fire station, you're like one of the favorites there, right? So I'm like, this will help me a lot with my cooking. I'll get the cooking done faster.
Her boss, Chef Tony, takes it all in stride. He says he's offered Ochoa the chance for a job at the end of the program. I asked him if high school students might be too young to train in something as rigorous as fine cuisine.
Anytime is good. When I was 8 years old, I want to be a chef. So it's not a question of age, it's a question of motivation, passion. I think it's very important to give the chance to everybody. Everybody should, in life should have the chance to be able to cook and to be able to have a passion and enjoy every day.
And those first two apprentices have just graduated. This fall, Santee and a place called Home will send them two more. Whether they wind up becoming 4-star chefs, first-rate EMTs, or something else entirely, only the students themselves will be able to say. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.